Now, the nuts you get off trees?
Pecans. Well, you have native pecans, which are very small, and well, you have the paper shell pecans, which are they're bred up and developed in a special variety, and they are very large, and they have much more the kernels of the meat in them are larger. They're not as tasty. Most of your natural pecans go into the candies that people make because they're in the taste belt.
Now, once in a while they ship in a crate of these Florida?
Oranges and yeah.
Got that pretty regular.
Oh yeah, we had oranges all the time. More so in the days before frozen oranges, everyone would have a you'd have to squeeze your own oranges, and of course it would have a lot of pulp in the orange. And
but it was good.
Yeah.
Now the kind of vegetables that you would put in a soup or a salad. Just name some of the vegetables.
Well, into a soup, you'd have an okra, or you could put most of anything: potatoes, carrots. I've seen beans put in. I've seen even snap beans put in. You could put most anything into a vegetable soup. Really, the more the better, the thicker the better, until it would get to what you almost call a goulash. It would be very thick and
what would you put in gumbo?
Well, you put fish products, either. You could have crab meat or shrimp or crawfish and this type of a thing. But also you would have the vegetables such as okra, which is one of the main ingredients of the gumbo. Some people put tomatoes.
Did you have this kind of little, have you ever seen those little tomatoes? What are they called?
Yeah, I've seen them, but I can't recall the name for them.
All right. Then the red vegetables had a root on it. Kind of
radish?
Yeah.
We had them.
And then the ones you chop up?
Onions or bell peppers or cucumbers.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned beans, the snap beans. Are there any different types of them? Or?
Well, they are pole beans or bush beans. Some of them develop from a long vine, and you have to stick them and keep them up off the ground. Some of them are short and bushy, and you don't have to support the branches. Probably the pole beans are most popular as far as desirability in eating, but the bush beans are easier to handle, so you have a lot of them. Pole beans will just keep on bearing until frost a lot of times.
Now you take the tops off the turnips and cook them up and make a mess of
green. The top green, yeah, the green part of it, and the bottom you just the turnip part.
What other types of beans?
Green,
mm-hmm.
Mustard, greens, spinach, and there's something that grows wild out in the poke salad.
Yeah,
yeah, I've eaten it, but we didn't have it in our home very, as a matter of fact, I don't think we ever had it, but I have eaten poke salad.
Uh-huh.
And it's still growing. I see some every spring.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the outside of the ear of corn was?
The hoof.
Okay, and then you had to get off the what, the inside?
Well, you got the kernels off of the ear.
But the real kind of stringy stuff?
Silk.
When did you pick corn?
Roasting ears, I guess you'd go with, but you have to eat it at a certain time.
You have
corn also, you'd have field corn, two different kinds of corn, but both of them would have to be picked at about the same time, not the same time of each variety, but within each variety you had to get it at a certain time when it was soft enough to eat.
The top of the stalk was a
tassel.
Okay. The little small yellow crookneck vegetable.
Squash.
Okay. Now, these things would come up in a field after rain. plane, they look like a little umbrella.
Well, yes, they were.
And they were, they thought we were down. So yeah. They were called
toadstools.
Toadstools. And you couldn't eat them. You didn't have any time that you could eat them?
Yes. Yeah, they are some edible.